gonna continue applying next week. Procrastination seats. I procrastinated. I was like, ah, let me just achat this. Let me sleep over the matter. Yo, maskiangati, ati sleep over the matter, sleep over the issue. No, that is a bad idea. If you can think about it and make a decision instantly, bro, make that decision, because I slept over the matter until today. Hey guys, what's up? How are you guys doing? Welcome to a new episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! Super excited. How are you guys doing? Since the last time you heard my voice, I hope you're well. Welcome to a new episode. If you're listening to this noisemaker for the first time, my name is Awino Awiti, the host of this podcast, and this is episode 88. Stay with me. How many more to go? 12 more episodes to go. Episode 100. Yep. So what's up? How you guys doing? I'm super excited for this episode. Remember, if you listen to this episode until the end of any episode of this podcast till the end, and you like what you hear, please remember to rate the podcast. If you like it, no pressure, so that maybe many people get to listen to the podcast. And then remember to turn on the notification so that you don't miss new episodes every Wednesday and Friday, or every Wednesday and Sunday. Why do I keep saying Friday? Why? I think I should start having episodes on Friday, because Friday is always on my mind. And Friday is like my favorite day of the week. Anyway, I was thinking, I want to start. I don't know if I'm going to start this year, but next year, I'm not promising, but I'm thinking of doing 3 episodes a week. Bro. It's going to be a lot of pressure, but yeah. But anyway, also, I know this is kind of weird, because Wednesday are always unspoken story episodes, but if you listen to the last episode, I told you I'm done with the first part of the series. So I'm now in the production phase. I'm now back to production, so I'm still recording the other stories. I'm back to the production phase. Does that make sense? So yeah, I'm back to recording. So for the next 2-3 weeks, you're gonna be listening to this voice solo. So yeah, I'm still working on the production, recording the unspoken story, the other episodes. You know, it's a lot of work, like I said. So if you are listening to this and you want to be part of the Watch Unspoken Story, the series, yep. Remember, you can check out my social media platforms, Instagram, whatever, Unspoken Podcast, KE, Awino Awiti. Click the link, my link tree, and then submit the form so that I can get back to you and we can record your story. Okay? Awesome. And you can share with your friends, family, people in your circle, people who someone think would love to share the story, okay? And check my YouTube, Unspoken Podcast, KE. Vlogs, podcasts, shorts, reels, everything nice. Remember to like, share, subscribe, and comment. Okay, awesome stuff. So, what am I going to talk about this episode? You know, something about solo episodes are like, I have to always dig deep and think about my life. Like, it's always, you have to dig deep, like, bro, what's happening in your life? You have to think, and then have to, like, think about some parts of my life, what's happening, like, how am I growing? Am I not working on? Am I, what's good? You get the point, personal development. But today's episode, there's something. This past week, I've been battling regret. I don't know, one of my biggest fears in life is having to live with regret, bro. I hate it. I hate having to live with regret. Ati, what if I wish I could? That's the worst thing I could live with. I hate it. I hate regretting. That's why I'm that kind of person, like, come by and by. If bad, bad. Me, I'm going to do it. I'd rather do it and it turns out badly than I regret it. So, but recently, last week, I missed something that I really wanted to do. And then I missed it. I wasn't confident enough. I thought like I wasn't good enough. I was just in my head a lot. I was like, okay, I don't think I can do it. I don't even think I qualify. So I was in my head. And then when the opportunity passed and then I started regretting, I was like, babe, what if you applied and you got the opportunity? I wish you could apply. I wish I had applied. I wish I had gone. It was so sad. It sucked. I was like, why am I doing this to myself? Like I hated regretting. I hated myself for not taking that opportunity when it was at hand. Bro, it was so bad. Because let me tell you why I didn't take the opportunity at first, because I procrastinated, bro. Procrastination. Wasemanga procrastination is the thief of time. Let me tell you for free, procrastination is the thief of dreams. Procrastination can steal your dreams from you. I realized that last week. I had this opportunity. In fact, a friend of mine sent it to me and she was like, babe, you're good for this. Apply. I think you can get in. It was like a nice opportunity. I'm not gonna tell you guys, sorry, because I'm ashamed of myself. So it was like a great opportunity. It's like something I've been wanting to get into. It's like an opportunity that I wanted to explore. It's one of my talents that I have, and it's been long since I've explored that side of me, because I feel like I've always, for the past like 3 years, my life has been around the podcast. Like the podcast is what I've been pushing so hard, and this is what my brand is about. This is what I am about. I've been pushing this part of me so hard, and then I think in the process I've neglected my other parts, my other talents. So I've neglected the opportunities that comes with my other talents. I think I just neglected, and then I just like focus on the podcast so much. And I felt like recently I've been feeling like that's not healthy, actually. It's not healthy. It's not right. Like I have to explore these other opportunities. My life can't just be about the podcast. My life can't just rotate about the podcast. Everything about, like, I just can't concentrate on the podcast only. I have to like explore other things that I can do, other things that I'm good at, like explore new opportunities. That's what I realized. And then I got this really awesome opportunity. My friend was like, you are so good at this. You need to explore this. Apply, bro. And then look at me. I started applying. The worst thing is I started applying. So, my gosh, I just want to cry when I think about what I did. I messed up for real. So I started applying, and then I stopped. Like there was I had to submit like some videos and whatnot, and then like the dates, I had to like know the date for the interview and everything. Like I had to adjust. Like it had to do with my calendar and everything. And then I was a bit confused. I was a bit confused because I don't know. I was scared. Let me just say, I was scared. I'm not sure, confused. I was scared. Totally scared. I was like, ugh. I started doubting myself, actually. I felt like I wasn't good enough. I was like, okay, what if I apply for this? So I stopped applying. I need to apply. I applied half of it, and then I didn't complete my application. I was like, let me think about this opportunity. Let me think about what the video I'm going to submit. And then I'm going to continue applying next week. Procrastination, sis. I procrastinated. I was like, let me just... Let me sleep over the matter. Yo, naskiangati, ati sleep over the issue. No, that is a bad idea. If you can think about it and make a decision instantly, bro, make that decision, because I slept over the matter until today. Until the opportunity closed, the application closed, I'm still sleeping over the matter. You see how very sad, very unfortunate. So today I'm here. This episode, I'm just here to talk about how procrastinating can steal your dreams, how procrastinating can steal your time, can steal your opportunities, because I'm now living in regret. I'm just like, what if I applied? Like, why did I not? I've been beating myself up the entire week. I was like, damn, babe, you messed up for real. What if you had gotten in? Like, this is something you've always wanted. What if you had gotten in? What if you had gotten in? What if it all worked out? And I hate living in regret. What if that's the worst place to be. So today I'm here to remind you guys, don't be like me. And I hope I follow my own advice. Don't be like me. Don't be like me, guys. If you get an opportunity today, grab that opportunity. Do not even think at it. You're not good enough. Do not start thinking, maybe I won't even get in. Do not. And I hate, there's something I hate, by the way, especially in our country, Kenya, when you get, you're applying for a job and then you're applying for that job, but in your mind, you've already set your mind that you're not going to get that opportunity. In your mind, you're like, okay, Kenya is full of corruption. You have to be well connected to get some opportunities. So in your head, you've already like disqualified yourself. And that's what I did to myself during this opportunity. I disqualified myself. I was like, okay, I'm going to apply. Okay, it's okay if I apply. It's okay. I will apply. But then, This is Kenya. What if I don't get in? I don't have connections. I don't have the right connection. Don't even think about that. Don't even think like that, by the way. Don't stop thinking like that. I'm stopping. Even me, I'm advising myself. Stop thinking like that. Like, you're not like Kenya is full of corruption. Like, now, you know, if you think like that, you dismiss opportunities. You discriminate yourself. Unajitoa kwa equation. And maybe that's where your luck is gonna come. That's when your doors are gonna open. And I think applying for opportunities is good because maybe you might not get that opportunity, but through your application, you can get other opportunities. This is me advising myself and me regretting. So there's this great opportunity that I missed on, and I feel bad, I regret, but it is a lesson learned. That's why I'm coming here to tell you guys, I have learned my lesson the hard way. So if you get an opportunity, bro, anguka nayo. Anguka nayo. Usislake you, bro. Anguka nayo. Enda nayo kabisa. So this is just a friendly reminder from me to you who's listening. Don't let procrastination steal your dreams. Use your time well. Use your time well. Use your time well and explore opportunities so that you don't regret in the future. Is it only me? Like, oh, I'm always an overthinker. If you know me, I'm an overthinker. Hey, and this is to all my overthinkers. If there's one thing, I am an overthinker. Me, I overthink. Like, even I'm always so worried. I'm just one person who is like so worried. I overthink. Like, I'm so worried about my future. I don't know. I'm always so worried about my future. I'm always so scared of failing in anything that I do. I'm always so scared of failure. I'm so worried. I'm always overthinking about my future. So it got me thinking, like, there's a clock ticking that you can't see, definitely, because we're not here forever. And that's the sweet thing about life. We're not here forever. So there's a clock ticking that you can't see, and you don't know when that clock is gonna stop ticking. So then you're there, you don't wanna grab these opportunities. And I'm always so scared. When I was telling you guys about my biggest fear is in maybe 5 years from now, 10 years from now, when I'm in my 30s, I'll be regretting. I was like, oh, I should have done this. I had this. You know, honestly speaking, there's some things you can just do at a certain age, right or wrong. I don't know. There's some things, we are on a timeline. That clock is ticking. There's some things that you can just do at a certain age. So my biggest fear is like when I get to at a certain age, I'm at 30s, 40s, and then I started getting, oh damn, I should have done this. I really wanted to do this, but I didn't do it. Why did I do it? Like, what the heck? I messed up. That's my biggest fear. That's why I'm always big on, whatever happens, like, go hard. That's why I beat myself. That's why I even dedicated what happened to this entire episode, because that is something that I need to address even for myself. And even if you who is listening, something that you've been fighting with, you need to go. You need to, hey, bro, time is not on our side. Like, do not put all your eggs on one basket. Do not put all your eggs on one basket. I've learned that. I'm learning that, actually. I'm just in the process of learning that. You know how even me, I think I've been putting my eggs on one basket since I graduated. I've been going hard on this podcast, building my brand. Okay, and it's not bad. I've been going hard on the podcast. building my brand, and I've seen the result of my hard work. I've seen the result of me being consistent and just concentrating on this one thing. I've seen the result, honestly. But then I think I've put all my eggs on this one basket, everything to do with my career, my future. I think I've put it on my podcast. I've just listened to Amy podcast is pojipo manzi. I think that's the attitude. That's the attitude I left when I left with back in campus when I graduated from uni. That's the attitude I left. Like, hey, mi naenda tunai podcast. Hey, I Kenya hakuna job. Mi naenda tunai podcast. Is pojipo. Lazima ijipe manzi. Lazima iwork. Lazima iwork. Ikwe nini. Lazima iwork. So I just put my eggs on one basket. Like, I podcast naenda nayo. Indo na natoka na blog. That's what I did. Into natoka na blog. I lazima ijipe. Nataka tu. I just want to concentrate on this podcast. This is what I am. This is my trip to stardom. Like my trip to stardom, financial, like everything. That's I put my eggs on one basket. But then of late I've been thinking, what if it all goes one day? What if it all goes one day? What will I fall back on? What if this medium I use to run my podcast, my market, my business, what if it goes away? Can I still move forward with my purpose? Mm-hmm. That's the big question, the million-dollar question. That's what I've been thinking. What if it all goes away one day? What if Spotify was able to, we're shutting down. Spotify shuts down. YouTube shuts down. Instagram shuts down. One of either two. TikTok shuts down. What will I fall back on? Can I still move forward with my purpose? Can I still move forward with my dreams? So that has been on my mind a lot. And I want you who's listening to think about that. That thing, that one thing that you're doing. What if it goes? What if you just wake up one day and it's all gone? What can you fall back on? What can you fall back on? So that's why I'm thinking, I'm telling you, it's time for you to explore opportunities, to explore new opportunities, to explore your talents. I know, like, we all have more than two talents. To say the least, more than two talents, each and every one of us, two to three talents, each and every one of us, we all have more than two talents, three talents. Explore those other opportunities, explore your other talents, learn more skills, put yourself out there, learn more skills. Never settle. Usikae tu kwa comfort. Even me, I think I've been on my comfort zone and it's time for me to get out of my comfort zone. It's time for me to get out of my comfort zone for real. I think I've been on my comfort zone for like this year. I don't know if I'm being too hard on myself. I don't know if I'm overthinking, but I think I've been on my comfort zone with the podcast. I'm just like, I know Wednesday I'm recording the pod. I know Sunday I'm releasing the pod until next week. And then I'm relaxed. No, I think I need to do more. I need to explore more opportunities. I just not have to revolve. My life doesn't have to revolve around the podcast. Anything to do with the podcast. No, not even content creation. Like my life doesn't have to revolve around content creation per se. Have other things. I have other talents. You remember I used to tell you guys when I told you guys I was a dancer. And I'm thinking, should I go back to the stage? It's time for me to go back to the stage and dance. I used to be an actor and amazing. And oh my God, my first dream, the first art that I fell in love with, was acting. That was my first love. Acting was my first love. That's through acting is when I realized all these other talents that I had, dancing and everything, through acting. That's when I realized it. So I'm thinking, I have neglected my acting side. I've neglected my acting talents. I've neglected my dancing talents. I've neglected all those talents. And the things that I'm still young. Like, I don't have kids, not yet. So if I don't explore those talents, if I don't explore those opportunities now, when am I going to explore them? And I don't know if maybe I explore them, they're going to open doors for me, opportunities for me. So I've been like really in my mind about that, honestly. I've been procrastinating. I've been putting my eggs on one basket. And I think it's time for me to change. Even as we close the year, as we come to the end of the year, I think it's time for me to explore these other opportunities. It's time for me to explore new talents. That's why this is from me to you who's listening, my fellow speaker. If you're listening to this, let's do this, me and you. Explore those other talents that you have. You know them. Explore them. Like, don't sit on them. Challenge yourself. Challenge yourself. Challenge yourself. Comfort zone. Toka kwa comfort zone bana. Toka huko. Toka huko. There's nothing that comes from a comfort zone, honestly. And I hate if there's, I always feel so guilty when I'm in my comfort zone. I feel like I'm not doing enough. I feel like I'm wasting time. I always feel so guilty. Like, you know, the amount of guilt that I've been fighting with this entire week because I missed this opportunity that I had. Oh, I felt like dying. I felt like, oh, babe, you let yourself down. Why? Why? So I'm like, that's why I had to dedicate that to an episode. It really hit me hard. It hit me hard. Like, eh, the clock, there's a clock ticking that I don't know about, that I can't see. And then I'm here sleeping. And I'm here just letting up, seeing opportunities pass me by. No. I have to explore. Like, I think if, when I go back, when I think about the time when I was back in university, the period when I finished 2 years ago, I graduated 2 years ago. So that period, I've been doing a lot of things, honestly. I did, like, during that time, I did a lot of things exploring. I did a lot of things when I didn't have a job. Because if you don't have a job, my friend, you will do things. You will and I explored talents. Like, I even, those are time, like, I learned social media managing skills. And I have those social media managing skills still now. And I don't even explore it as much as I used to. And that is something that I can get money, can make lots of money. But I don't even explore it as much. I'm just in my comfort zone. And then there's my dancing skills that I've told you guys. I should go back to dancing on TikTok. Why don't I even dance on TikTok? What's up with me? Like, I don't even dance as much. I'm not enthusiastic about dance as much as I used to be back when I was in campus. And I'm thinking, no, I have to be hungry. I have to not settle. I have to go back to that. I have to explore those opportunities. Because who knows? Maybe one of them is a jipa. I just don't have to depend on the podcast alone. So if you're listening to this, let's learn from each other. Learn from my regrets. Learn from me. Learn from my biggest regret of how I missed a big opportunity because I procrastinated. So if you're listening to this, don't put your eggs on one basket, babe. Do not. You know your talents, you know what you're good at, you know your skills. If you can even learn skills, go and learn skills. Because nowadays, people work from home. A lot of people work from home. Like, you don't even need a job. You don't even need to wait, like, for someone to employ you, to apply, to do what. You just have, as long as you can learn the necessary skills, you have your laptop, your computer, and your internet, bro, there's a lot of opportunities you can explore. A lot. Don't just sit there and do it. Unangoja job. You're just waiting at someone to connect you with an opportunity, with a job opportunity. Utangoja kwanza hii Kenya. You're gonna wait. You know our country very well. So if you, like, skills, there are a lot of skills you can learn, manze. You don't have to wait for a job. There are a lot of skills you can learn on the internet, and those skills can pay you. They can sustain you. So don't sleep. Don't be in your comfort zone. Don't sleep on them. Do not. That is my biggest lesson. And as the year comes to an end, as I wait to go to the next year, I think it's time for me to explore. It's time for me, even before the year ends. But I'm going with that mindset. Come 2025, that's the mindset I'm going in. Like, I'm exploring my opportunities. I'm not putting my eggs on one basket. I am exploring talents. I'm exploring my talents. I'm learning new skills. I'm exploring my skills. I'm using them to the best that I can. I'm grabbing what opportunities and using them to the best way that I can. Okay? Okay. I hope you've learned something from that. Honestly, I hope you have. Just let me end this episode here because, yep, I'm a girl living in her regret. But I think, I guess we learn. You win some, you lose some, yeah? You win some, you lose some. So, yeah. I had to learn the hard way. I had to learn the hard way. And I hope you who's listening don't have to learn the hard way as me. I hope you learn from me now. Yeah, you need to learn from me, okay? So, yeah. Let me love and leave you guys here. Hope you don't put your eggs in one basket. And remember, procrastination is a thief of dreams. So don't be a victim of procrastination. Okay, I will see you on Sunday, right? Okay, okay. I think Sunday episode, let me just say that now. Sunday episode is going to come late. Excuse me, Sunday episode. Sorry, let me just apologize. In advance, Sunday episode is going to come late. I'm going to upload it on Tuesday. Sorry for that, because I'm traveling on Friday. I'm traveling somewhere on Friday, and I'm not carrying my microphone, honestly. I'm traveling on Friday. That it's an urgent trip, impromptu. I'm traveling on Friday, so I'm going to come back on Monday. Yeah, so I'm going to record this Sunday episode on Tuesday and upload it on Tuesday, okay? In advance. Sasa wale watu wanani text thingy, wanani DM ati eh wewe kulienda aje episode. I've said this in advance, okay? So yeah. Guys, be safe. Go hard on your dreams. Explore opportunities. Use your time well. Don't regret in future. Get the fuck out of your comfort zone. And don't put all your eggs in one basket. Okay. Be safe. Adios. See you on Tuesday. Okay, bye.